Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, we take a lot of your calls in this first half of the show, and we go a lot of different directions. And I mean, we are all over the road. The first one's like a love line type call. Oh, yeah. Talking about squirting. I'll explain that. Well, you can hear it for yourself in a second. And some really interesting input and really interesting conversation sparked by these calls. So we'll get into that in a second. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. The U.S. Postal Service is warning about email scams claiming to be from the Postmaster General, like one asking for payment on online postage charges. Remember, the post office, they do not email customers directly and demand money. So if you see that, it is a scam, people. It's important to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. Identity theft is another serious issue. Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. You could miss identity threats if you're only monitoring your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock, which detects a wide range of identity threats, like social security number for sale on the dark web. You don't want that, and you don't want problems, so you do want LifeLock. If there is a problem, their agents will work to fix it. Right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com for up to 25% off. From Carolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is The Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, the co-author of I'm Your Support Animal, Mike Lynch. With Gina Grad on news and Bald Brian on sound effects, and now, definitely not a future Oprah book club selection, Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. The children are going to mend it. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for sharing the show. We love that about you, right, Gina Grad?
That's right.
Handball, Brian.
You know nothing.
All right, let's see. We got some calls up there, and I don't know. I'll just start at the top and make my way down.
Oh, goody.
Chris, 45, Kentucky.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to say, like, wow, this is pretty cool to talk to you. I've been listening to you since, God, 1995, something like that. So thank you.
I think I could take the world and divide it into two groups: people that thought it was really cool to talk to me, and then folks that wish I would stop talking with every fiber in their being.
That's fair.
There's not a lot of
one's
middle
a lot
ground.
Larger than the other.
Oh,
yeah,
wait a minute.
Yeah. I could see that because I've run into people just talking about podcasts at the bar, and I've got people not happy to hear me utter your name and saying that I listen to you.
This
took a turn.
It is what it is.
You know? Yeah, it is what it is.
Love for yes and Chris.
You just go to random bars and go, I listen to Adam Carolla podcast.
Get out.
No, I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. I used to be a bartender.
That's problematic. So, oh, okay. So what do you do?
No, seriously. You changed my life because you actually motivated me to take a risk and start a career and get out of the restaurant industry and now I'm a small business owner. So thank you.
And now you're doing what?
I'm a small business owner. I'm a vendor. I deliver to about 300 different gas stations. I deliver beef jerky.
Nice.
All right.
Do you like jerky?
Do you make the jerky?
I know that doesn't sound very glamorous, but at least I'm not bartending at 45, you know?
Chris, do you make the jerky? Is it your jerky?
No, I don't. I get some...
Hang on, this guy.
I'm kind of like a distributor. I get them from warehouses. I get them at a wholesale discount.
All right, listen, hold on a second. Our line's bad. Look, here's the thing. Most people that make a good living do something that's sort of boring or non, you know, they're not, I'm a professional motocross rider. Like, it's not that. They distribute something. They have a warehouse. They sell
hard.
This or that. That's what this guy's doing. It's better in bartending. And good, he's doing it for himself. Chris?
Yeah.
All right. Our line was a little screwed. Did you have a question?
Okay. I do. I'm sorry. I got that out of the way. And I know this is going to sound like a prank call. I've been with a girl for about a year and a half. I wanted to talk to somebody that's practical, that's the carpenter, that knows stuff. I know you're going to laugh, but you've been in Love Line for so long, you've probably heard this before. Mm. Basically, she's a major squirter.
Like, every time we have sex, she
squirts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I know, it's funny and it sounds cool. Like, guys are like, oh, wow,
oh,
cool.
Speaking of duty.
Actually, it's not that great, because she soaks the bed.
Yeah.
And it's like, we have to do laundry, like, every night. And it counts as spot maybe because sometimes we'll be wanting to do it, and she's just like, I don't want to lay in a wet spot tonight.
Yeah, I get
it. It kind of sucks.
Yeah, I understood. All right, a couple things. I was thinking, I don't think I've ever been with a squirter, and then I thought, wait a minute, you've never given a woman an orgasm.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
how
you
would
wouldn't
you know?
Really
you
know.
You may have been with a dozen squirters.
Oh, it'd be less. But yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
No, I mean, in the proximity.
A quarter
in the proximity
dozen
to have
squirt.
To have an orgasm.
Right.
In order. She has to have an orgasm to squirt, right?
You have, I guess. I mean, she squirts every time, so I must be dynamic in bed.
What is...
I don't know what to do, man.
Okay, I understand. Although...
I mean, we got a mattress to check.
The hallmark for the bogus call was the, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, the I don't have a problem, but I don't know what to do.
Yeah, there was like where they'd go like, my friend's mom is really hot and I'm banging her. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that's not really a question.
My wang's way too big. I don't know what to do.
Right. Right. Well, Chris.
I agree with you, man.
Chris.
Yeah.
Okay. First things first, I probably don't have sex like on top of the bed, you know, if it's going to. Make a puddle there.
Put a rubber sheet down.
Don't have sex near electronics.
Yeah.
Outlets.
Yeah. What kind of squirting are we talking about? Like, what is it physically like?
It's, it's like a coffee cup squirt. What like, sometimes more. I mean, it's like...
That's an absurd amount.
Man. I don't know how to, like... I don't know.
When you, I feel like that's a pretty basic question. Mm-hmm. Like, we go, what's the squirting like? How does it work? And you go, well, I don't know. What do you want me to say? It's like, I don't know. You could tell us that
does
it
arc?
Could go 3 feet out or 2 feet out. Or it's like I don't know. Like, I would say if a five-year-old boy is taking a leak mm-hmm. over the toilet, that's would be like the equivalent. Mm-hmm. Or would it be more the Windex, spray, you know? Or is it
viscous?
More what's coming off the car in front of you with the windshield cleaner that shoots over the roof of the car in front of you? Hey, Chris?
So you're going to give me a chance to explain. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Look, she dumps about a coffee cup's worth of fluid on the bed. I mean, no matter whenever we have sex. And I know...
Well, now, hold on.
She might have something wrong with her.
This could be female orgasmic incontinence, as Dr. Drew had brought up a few times.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. That's what I said. I said I think there's something wrong with her urethra.
This has to be urine. You can't dump that much just fluid that's not urine, could you? And also... Three tablespoons are what people now think is a...
I was going to say, as one has given many, many, many urine analysis samples, a coffee cup is an absurd amount of liquid.
Venti, grande, what are we talking?
There's two places that people go nuts in the calculating department. The entry of the house. They go, we have this vaulted ceiling. It's like 50 feet high. And I go, no, that's 5 stories. It's a 5-story building. Yours is 17 feet high, which is nice, but it's not five...
Well, the Holodome.
A 5-story commercial building is 50 feet. So that's number one. Number two is how much comes out. Like, I go, look, you ever do that thing? You're pouring yourself a cup of coffee, right? And you're pouring yourself.
Yeah, you are.
pouring yourself a cup of coffee and you just hit it a little too much, or you top it off a little too much, and it just comes over the top a little, and it just destroys the counter. It's, like, it's a big puddle on the counter. That's about 3/16 of an inch too much of the coffee you poured in. It's just, pff, that's not the whole cup. You dump the cup out, the whole, you got to get the mop out and everything, right? So he's overestimating this amount. But I don't know. Have sex in the shower.
Yeah.
How about that?
Sure.
Garage.
And God bless her, but you know, I'm not trying to urethra shame anyone, but maybe she should go to a doctor because that doesn't seem super safe.
I would too. And make sure that guy's rocking either a welding mask or
Gallagher's poncho.
Or the Asian broad that was with the Clippers owner. Stern.
Oh yeah, the visor.
Yeah.
So the beekeeper's mask probably
was. She was like V. Stigliano or something or whatever it was.
I think you might have gotten that right.
If her name is V. Stigliano, I'm going to kill myself. I can't remember my kids' middle names. But yeah, she was the one who was walking around with that weird visor over her head the whole time. But yeah, make sure. All right. Alex, 33, Indianapolis.
Yes. Hello.
What's going on? Hey. You know when the priest becomes a pedophile, and we're all like, what? And like, are the Cub Scout leaders like a pedophile? You start hearing about all these gynecologists who turn out to be leches. Should we be that surprised?
Yeah, it feels like the moth to the flame kind of thing.
Hiding in plain
sight. There's a lot of other disciplines in medicine. Mm-hmm. You can be ear, nose, and throat guy. You can be a podiatrist. I want to stare at vaginas all day. Well, maybe that's a self-selecting group.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe there is something I like being a carpenter. I like being around cars. I hate cars, but I'm just going to work on them all day. I like them.
Yeah.
Most guys like that.
Although I've been to male gynecologists, not my favorite, but they have always made a nurse come in and like witness. I don't think you're supposed to be alone with a male gynecologist.
If you're going to be a nurse at a gynecologist's office, wouldn't you say there's a high chance you're a rapist lesbian?
That's exactly my point. I'm glad I didn't have to finish that sentence.
Right. All right. Sorry. Was I talking Alex. To Alex? Alex?
Hello.
What's going on? Oh, yeah. So I'm in Indy. Where should I go?
So I don't know if you like shrimp cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
But
Been there.
Steakhouse downtown.
Been there.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it's awesome, but they stop serving at 11, and we do two shows. We don't get out till late.
The shrimp imported from Lake Michigan.
It's good.
Could do a lunch, maybe?
Could do. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, keep going.
Also, for some classic Italian Iria's downtown, you'd probably have to take a short, 5-minute Uber drive over there.
Indy's a nice, it's a cool town. They got a cool downtown. They got the river, like the lazy river and the paddle boats and stuff.
I want to ask Alex, what is Indy known for, or what do they do really well, like in terms of local cuisine? Because no offense, but shrimp cocktail is pretty ubiquitous. We can get some pretty damn good shrimp cocktails out here. Like if we're traveling, people traveling to LA, it's like, oh, here's where you get your best tacos.
Or Kansas City barbecue. Yeah. What do you got?
Yeah, so it's not super romantic, but, our claim to fame apparently is the fried pork tenderloin.
Yeah, oh, really? Fried pork tenderloin.
I get a little bit of that. Yes. That's not a problem.
Take it. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of, just about every restaurant around here has their version. If I were to give you the best, I would say the Pawn Shop Pub.
Mm. V. Stivianos, Donald Sterling. Oh,
very
girlfriend.
Close.
Yeah. Walking around with a welding mask on.
She looks like a poker player or a DJ?
Or one of Michael Jackson's kids.
All right. Alex, you coming out to the show?
Yep, I'll be there at the late Friday night show.
Oh, good. Well, make sure after the show, I'll always come out and sign and say hi and everything, and just make sure you come out and say hi, and I'll sign that stuff for you. Let's see. Someone wants to thank us for our hard work. Scott?
Adam.
Yeah, Indy as well. Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, Indy. I'm calling in. I'm coming to see you Saturday at the early show.
All right.
The reason I'm not coming Friday, it's the one-year anniversary of my son's adoption through foster care, and sorry if I get a little emotional.
Nice.
It was a long process is very hard, and you guys kept me company late nights when I'd have to go back to work because we had stuff going on during the day. And when we were coming up with his changing his name when the adoption was finalized, my wife and I settled on Ace for the middle name.
Oh, my God.
That's sweet.
Are you a big Kiss fan?
It rolled along with his with the first name we gave him, and he's got a – it was kind of a – it meant a lot to me listening to you guys. And so just called in to say thank you.
Wow.
I have questions. How old is the boy?
Yeah. He just turned 3 in December.
Oh.
And you've had him for about a year?
No. It's been a year since the adoption. He came to us from the hospital at 5 weeks old.
Oh, okay.
It takes that long to be official.
It was foster care. So thankfully for him, he's never known another home. He's only been with us, but there was like visitations and essentially about 20 months of... hell.
Yeah, because
it's heartwarming. I'm saying, are you familiar with the Kate Capshaw Spielberg situation?
Michaela Spielberg.
Is that something you've heard about?
I'm hoping for a different career path for my son. But,
dudes can be,
web boys
behind the camera.
Yeah.
That's true. There's money in it, then,
yeah, I'd print that out and I'd, put it on put a thumbtack through it and put it over his bed. Just go, hey, man, this every single night.
Just go ahead.
You put it over the door like Notre Dame does.
Yeah.
Just
like play like champions today.
Just gotta slap that every night. It's like, son, if you ever turn out, if you're a web boy, what's his nationality? Is it different than yours? Will people know?
Birth mom was white. Birth dad, we don't quite know. Mm-hmm. There was a legal dad, but doesn't really seem to be. There was no confirmation on that one.
Mm.
But he's not white, not so. And my wife and I are. But
what's the legalities of it? And also, I think there's way too much about genetics and blood. First off, we've seen so many counts of horrific parents. Take care of their kids. They abuse their kids or whatever. I'm his biological mom. Like, I should know. I'm his biological dad, who you haven't seen in 11 years or whatever it is. All that's out the window for me. If you give your kid up for adoption, you give your kid up for adoption. It's unthinkable for some people. Other people make that decision. And if you do, that thing where it's like, well, now I've changed my mind in 3 years, or I get to come back and visit every 10 minutes or something.
Nightmare.
I don't either raise your goddamn kid and do a good job, or give it up for adoption to a family they'll do. But you can't sort of have one foot in the pool and one foot out of the pool.
Well, that's what's so scary about
it. I don't
adoption.
Like that. But you tell me, Scott, what is going on?
So it works different scenarios. Thankfully, in ours, there's no contact whatsoever. Never will be. I mean, if he becomes an adult and has questions, we can answer that then. But the judge in the case ordered no contact ever again.
Wow.
Scott's right.
So again, there's better stories. Our caseworker told us ours is one of the harder ones they've dealt with.
Why is that? Why is that harder?
We went to termination fairly early in the case, which is where they terminate parental rights. And then a few months after that, suddenly it's been 15 months since birth mom had seen the kid, and suddenly she pops back in. And the way the courts work, which is not well, she then gets to have visitation rights. And, you know, 2 times a week I've got to take my son to see a stranger, and what made it so hard. We didn't know at that point, she popped back in. In Indiana law, the blood thing is very, very strong in the law, in that they go, oh, well, birth mom popped back in, so let's see if we can make it work with her.
So
15 months of no contact whatsoever. So,
hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I got another story I want you to put on a thumbtack above the kid's bed. Mm-hmm. We got this Spielberg tape cap, Sean.
That's a good one.
Let me write it down.
All right. I want that. Now this kid's my namesake. First off, when it comes time to tell him he's adopted, I want you to tell him I'm his biological dad. Number one.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, but never to visit me. That's number one.
Unless it's a live show.
Well, unless things really work out financially for him, in which case I make circle back.
Well, swoop in, yeah.
To him. All right, so that's
if there's
one.
Money in e-boys, then we'll do it.
Could be a Kaepernick situation.
I want a Kaepernick. I want a picture of Kaepernick up there. You put that. I want him taking a knee and disrespecting the flag during the Super Bowl.
He'll be like, you'll be like John Lennon's dad, and that's he'll right. just say, how much is it going to take for you to go away? And yes. you give him a number.
That's right. So get Cap up there. I can get Garagos to get an autographed picture of Cap. We'll put Cap up there. And we'll put Capshaw up there. What's the two greatest caps out there? Kate Capshaw.
Andy Cap.
Andy Cap. Cap. Yeah, and then he just has to slap all of them. You don't treat a woman this way. You don't treat the flag this way. Mm-hmm. And you don't treat your adopted parents this way. Okay, that's it. Now
that's
we're covered.
It. Now you're covered.
All the caps.
All right.
In all caps. We call it in all caps. Message sent in all cap. All caps. Message sent. All caps. Got it, Scott?
Caps lock.
All right, got it.
I'll see you at the show, man.
All right, thanks a lot.
We're going to hug it out, too. I'll guarantee you that. Mike, 61, New York. Mike?
Thanks for taking my call, Adam. How are you?
Good. How are you?
How's the connection, all right?
It's fantastic.
Crystal.
Hello, Gina. Hello, Brian.
Hi.
What's happening, Mike?
Oh, I've been wanting to dig so long with you, Adam, but two observations. Number one, I thought it's important you know that I work with my hands, just so you know my intelligence level right out of the gate.
What is your discipline?
My what?
What do you work with?
I build electromechanical optical shutters.
Wow. Ooh. What is the application for those?
Well, here in Rochester is the home of Kodak and other forms of optics. They call it the photonics industry.
Mm-hmm.
And we control the light. So if you figure any light on any spectrum, laser, infrared, high intensity, the gamut, we control the light source by having the shutter open and close, just like a camera, right?
All right.
So
like an aperture.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sounds pretty smart.
Yeah. All right.
I built 20. Yeah. So anyway, I thought you'd like to know that, so that at least you know I'm a guy who works with my hands. It's important to know that. Anyway,
I tend to like people that work with their hands because I feel like they're a little more brass tacks.
Grounded.
He points at his employees and says, install this.
Yeah, that's where he uses his hands.
I use
his
hands, huh?
Yeah. All right. So,
I also
ahead.
Wanted to thank you for turning me on to Dennis Prager. I just listened to his third hour right before I called you guys. I just love that guy to death. I just absolutely love the guy.
I realize this. I think what's happening is I am, as I go through this life, I think our society used to have a lot of wisdom. And we relied on it. And as we shifted, you know, we used to be farming and now we're technology or whatever. But we used to be old and now we're young. So now we're turning to 14-year-olds for wisdom.
Right.
And he used to be the old man from the mountain who had the wisdom, you know?
You don't know what it took to get here.
But
just ask you.
We decided old people didn't know shit anymore and were worthless.
Yeah.
So now we're hearing a lot of stuff, and it's like Elizabeth Warren is going to get some 9-year-old transgender to pick out her next head of Department of Education and stuff like, and vet them and stuff. Like, I don't want that's not wisdom. That's not wisdom. Prager has a lot of wisdom, and I didn't feel that I needed this wisdom that much 20 years ago. Now we're in some sort of vacuum of wisdom where people are just on TV getting angry about nothing, saying stuff that doesn't make sense, that politicians don't make sense, the wives don't make sense. Like everyone's just talking and not making sense anymore.
We love when you get angry.
And that's Prager. That's why I feel the same way. So I want to hear some of that. Some of that wisdom.
What a lucky dude I am.
The amazing thing, too, is he always stays calm. He doesn't let anybody get under his skin. It's an amazing, which is the wisdom, obviously. He's just an older, wise guy. But I just wanted to thank you for that because he's just a tremendous source of calming in the storm that we're living through right now, as you can imagine.
Yeah,
I'm wrong.
I agree.
The other observation I wanted to tell you was every time I go out with my supervisor at the end of the week with half cocktails, any restaurant we choose to go have cocktails in, they're always playing the 14-year-old teeny bopper music, and I look around the restaurant.
Exactly what I'm
saying.
And
everybody in the restaurant's over 50 years old.
Of course. We did this weird shift to young, and obviously, there's no such thing as 13-year-olds with wisdom. They're 13-year-olds that are bright and have observations and things like that. But the wisdom
comes with life.
If we're going to shift to Rihanna versus Frank Sinatra, we're going to shift to a wisdomless world. Wisdom is kind of a pejorative now because you have to be old, and we don't like old. And the worst thing you can be is old. This was a society where it was like, well, it was tough on you if you were black, or it was tough on you if you were a Jew, or it was tough if you were a woman, or keep going back, if you were Irish or you were Italian. There's really no more tough on group anymore except for old. Old is not good. Yeah. And it's also used as a pejorative. Like when people argue online, like take your old ass and blah, 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 blah. It's a pejorative.
Yeah. It's the last bastion.
Right, right. Yeah. Cannot work on people's faith or color their skin or anything like that or their size anymore. You'll get Lizzo shamed. But Prager's going to be on Monday's show, by the way, Mike, from Palm Desert or Palm Springs or wherever the hell we were. So if you want some wisdom, look forward to that.
The reason I called you today was I've been wanting to ask you for quite a while. Last time we spoke, I think it was with you were on the show with Drew, and I was in a different frame of mind. I had a couple bourbons. It was off hours, and I was a little bit too excited. You actually accused me of talking almost as much as you do. Uh-huh. I don't know if you remember.
Possibly.
But anyway, regarding back when I first started listening to you, I remember back when the trolls were trying to sue you, you know, for you using the internet situation, and you were like gung-ho, like, I'm a fucking pirate, and this is my show, and that you can't touch me. And also, I think it was back when HuffPo was getting in your ship for the conversation with Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom.
Thank God he's governor now.
Yeah, your politics were pretty intense because obviously you're getting shadow boxed by a bunch of irrational things. And I got a sense. It's just my intuitiveness of listening to all the years. I got a sense that you pulled back a little bit politically, like you're kind of more A-lister, just straight up the middle, libertarian but conservative. But it seems like you pulled back a little bit on your
anger
observations of just how effed up some of the things from the left is going on. But you know, Dennis is out of his mind about it right now. But I just noticed it seems like you pulled back, and I don't think you would defer from telling me the truth. I think you're an honest person. But is there any pressure within the industry that you operate where you're getting pushback to kind of back off a little bit, or just
no? I mean, you don't. If you're in Hollywood and you take a hard right wing stance, there's going to be some business. You're going to lose business. There's definitely that. But I'm not a hard right winger.
No.
In general, I mean, we live in a zeitgeist in Hollywood. Like I said, you can always tell the people that are conservative in Hollywood, at least the ones that don't make their money off it, you don't know what their politics are. Like when you go, what's Leno? What's Seinfeld? You know what Sarah Silverman is. You definitely know what people on the left are, where the super... I mean, there's the James Woods of the world, but he's out of business. You know, I mean, he's now become a caricature who Twitters. If you take the folks... And you know, you can go Dean Cain, you know, but and Scott Baio, but these aren't A-list performers anymore. So most of the people, as I've always said, if you don't hear any politics coming out of their mouth, it usually means they're a little more conservative and they're keeping it closer to the vest because your livelihood will be jeopardized. Or at least that's what people believe, and that's why they do it. And I think it's based on something.
Well, you do have a big voice. I mean, everybody know you do have a pretty loud voice across the country now. You've definitely made your mark.
Well, thanks. Curious, look, you know? I'm not okay. Here's the thing. First off, yes, when you're being sued,
it's frustrating.
And people are, doing it, I was being sued, multiple times at the same time. So it's difficult. You're agitated. Also, as you get older, you tend to mellow out a little bit. And also, there's a part where you go, okay, I'd like to enjoy myself, enjoy, have a mood. I made a conscious decision maybe a couple of years ago to just start embracing things a little more. I'm going to say that's going to come out right. I made a conscious decision that your mood should be a little better than it was. There's lots of stuff that agitates you, and there's lots of stuff to balance, and lots of stuff that's not working out the way you'd like it to work out. But that doesn't mean you have to be in a mood about it. You know what I mean? That whatever is on your plate, even though it's responsibility, it's hectic, and maybe there's a whole bunch of stuff you don't want to do. Fuck you!
That's from 2014.
But that doesn't mean you have to be in a bad mood. That just means there's a bunch of stuff you got
to
deal with.
It's up to you how
you react. Sort of like saying, well, I don't feel like going to the gym, but I'm going to the gym. But it doesn't mean you have to be in a bad mood at the gym. You're just going to go to this place and do something that maybe you don't want to do. Maybe you want to sit and watch TV. So I was thinking about mood and how that affected me and those around me. So there was a conscious decision. You know, as far as politics go, I'm pretty wide open. I want to hear everyone's ideas. You know, unfortunately, if you're like me, the guy who you probably enjoyed talking to the most is Andrew Yang, and he's out of the race. I don't believe Biden believes anything he's saying, and I don't believe Liz Warren believes anything she's saying. And if you're like me, And also Yang, when I interviewed him, proved a bit of the way. But Yang is just that guy. Like, I've had a couple of texts back and forth. He just goes back with you immediately. Mm-hmm. There's just those people. They're on the left side of the aisle, it's Yang. On the right side of the aisle, it's Tucker Carlson. They're both reasonable, thoughtful, smart guys who you may disagree with. But that doesn't mean that much.
You don't write them off.
No, and also Yang, Prager, Tucker Carlson. I don't know if you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna disagree with everything they say, think about it a little bit. You know, when you go, like I said, when I'd say, like, you know, I disagree with everything Ben Shapiro says, but I still agree he should have the right. Ben Shapiro's about a genius. He's really a genius. So really stop and think. Like, when he makes a point or he has a thought. Mm-hmm. Give it some thought. As I do when Drew talks, I used to disagree with stuff, but I'd go, all right, I'm going to listen. Think about all the smart people you know. And when they talk, listen. And then maybe disagree.
But take it in first.
Smart people have a little higher batting average than most people. And when you're talking to your, you know, ditzy babysitter chick and she's talking about what's in her heart, then go ahead and tune out a little bit. Yes, Brian, sorry.
No, I was only going to make the observation that and this is separate but also adjacent. Like Mike was talking about, you know, back in, I can't say if this is, I don't listen to a lot of Dennis Prager, but maybe like the Dennis Pragers of the world, like it's a lot easier to talk about, as Mike said, you know, the ridiculousness of the left and the blah, 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 when it's year 8 of Obama and you're staring down the barrel of a Hillary Clinton presidency. You know what I mean? Like, she was favored to win. It looked like 4 more years of more or less the same. Like, right. That plays a lot better than, you know, now year number 3.5 of Trump, where it's like, oh, maybe the left isn't so ridiculous, or maybe they still are, but it doesn't play as well when there's a lot of other ridiculousness, you know,
Trump is a ridiculous character that I'm not affected by.
Right. But you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, the message doesn't play as well as it does in year 8 of Obama as it does in year 3.5 of Trump. I don't know.
I agree.
Just an observation.
Look, I've said to people many times, you will not know the difference who's elected if you didn't know. You just won't. That's it. Please. It's narcissistic to think that person over there affects you as much as you think they do. But it's narcissistic to think that school teachers have that big an impact either. It's really the biggest impact anyone will have in your life is you on you crime. That is it. Everyone's always worried about the neighbor, the school teacher, the cop, the president, the congressman. They're always the boss. You know, you by far have the biggest impact on your own life. Please take ownership of that. The more you focus on what the congressman, the governor, the president, or the school teacher, or the head of the PTA, or the neighbor's doing, the less you do on yourself. I mean, it's a percentage thing. I like to think of myself as 96% I have all affect myself, and then 4% the outside world. Right. If you're worried full-time about Trump or full-time about Gavin Newsom, then you've given 50% of your own away to them, and now you've given it over to somebody who doesn't make good decisions for you in your life, and you don't even like
one way or the other.
So now what?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I live in a state. I don't like the governor of our state. I don't like Gavin Newsom. I believe he's an imbecile, and I think he makes bad choices. But okay, that's the state I live in. I'm not going to give him dominion over my life. Most of the people I live in this state with hate the president. Mm-hmm. But don't give him dominion over your life either. You're in control.
Your day-to-day isn't going to change.
That's right.
That much, if at all.
All right, let me hit Lightstream. Most of us carry balance on our credit cards. Oh, yes. And since your credit cards come with higher interest rate, you need Lightstream. I was just talking about this with someone. It's one of those just really basic things. And one of the many things they should teach you in school, perhaps in my break room now. What I'm saying is like, if you got a bunch of credit cards and they have high interest rates, then consolidate, pay it, and pay a lower rate and get a rate as low as 5.95 APR with auto pay as well. Accordingly to users' testimony, Lightstream had the best rate by far. Overall, amazing experience. Highly recommend it. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. Absolutely no fees. Even get your money the day you apply. Apply today. Get a special interest rate discount and save even more. That's the only way to get the discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Adam. That is Lightstream.com/Adam. Right, Dawson?
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Adam for more information.
All right. Let's see. Last call here. Chris, we don't want to talk to Chris. We don't need a ball puller in Indy.
No, we do. I'm just saying, let's take a break and let's get to Chris.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Chris on line three right after this.
It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
Ace Man, Mark, 33, New York. What number do you think is higher for your average dude? Number of workplaces he's beat off, or the number of times he's crapped himself? Discuss.
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
That's vexing. I'm trying to think.
Do dudes crap themselves that often?
I'm a bad person to ask because I was on chemotherapy.
And you were also on South Beach for a while.
Yeah, for me, it's 2-0.
Do
crapping versus masturbating.
Workplace, Jack.
I would think that would be higher just because who craps themselves besides Brian?
Are we...
How dare you?
Well, there's always,
I was radiated, no, Gina.
People say crap themselves, they mean shart. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You have a little too much,
IPA.
No, you put a little too much coconut oil in your coffee. You're heading into work.
Okay.
You hit a speed bump. You know what I mean?
It's a very specific example.
No, that's okay.
Max Pat has got his car. He's blocking your space. You can't get out.
We've all been there.
Okay.
So I think
we're
talking about sharding. Now, when we're talking about masturbation in the workplace, are we talking about different jobs? Or are we talking about number of times possibly
number
the same job?
Number of times, I think.
Squeezed a few off at the workplace. I got to say, when I was...
Because you're usually in there with the door open.
Well, when I was... Not
I'll
here,
walk
but
by
when
faster.
I was, 25 and working at Tom Johnson's place in Chatsworth, and it was just left alone in the shop to work all day and just staring at the Makita poster. You know what I mean? And he had like a hustler in the bathroom or something. Yeah, I probably blew off a little steam.
Shit, I forgot about a part-time job that I had during college, a summer during college. I worked at like one of those little mom and pop video stores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not like Blockbuster mm-hmm. Video, but like one of the, the little ones.
The video store, right?
The porno section.
Yeah.
And I opened the store and closed the store sometimes.
Yeah.
And there was an extra hour or two spent at the store. That's
yeah.
summer.
See, you girls, what you don't get is you don't get. You know, we don't need to light a candle.
Right.
We just look up.
Put on some Lionel Richie.
See Miss Makita mm-hmm. leaning against like a block plane, and I go, oh yeah, yeah.
I forgot to masturbate.
Yeah, that's okay. How it works with dudes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Vexing.
Mm-hmm. Missed that little bathroom and that little shitty shop in Chatsworth.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to Chris on line three. Chris, Indianapolis.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Union electrician.
Yeah, I'm looking at my Rigid calendar right now.
Sweet. Rigid makes some sweet tools.
Rigid.
Yeah. Still have hot chicks on tool calendars, huh?
Yeah, they still come out with them every once in a while. You just got to talk to the right people to be able to get one.
How much an hour does a union electrician make in Indianapolis?
About $35 an hour.
It's a good rate.
Yeah.
And what's an average house in Indy area in that area cost? Three bedroom, 2,000 square foot home.
I live about 95 miles southwest of Indianapolis. And I drive to Indianapolis back and forth every day. I make that drive because where I live at is a small community where I have a four-bedroom home that's about 3,000 square feet, built in about 1910, good, solid, backbone, good structured home and everything, nice, clean, fully remodeled, everything, drywalled, no plaster and lath, paid $125.
I'm waiting! Sorry, 135?
125.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, that's the Indy dream.
The Indianapolis area is going to be a little bit higher, but,
And I get you. I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. LA is just such a mess. Everything's so expensive. And it's so much of it is so much of the regulation and so many rules. And it's so expensive. It's so hard to build. I'm working on my shop, right? I've been working on this like mezzanine level of the shop. You have to deal with inspectors. I was informed earlier today, there's shear panel. It's all overkill. It's all insane, but whatever. You build these shear panels. It's walls that are framed and you skin them with plywood and that gives it the shear strength for earthquakes. Fine. The inspector has to sign off on the nailing schedule of the shear wall. So the plans will say 4 inches. The nailing schedule is how far the nails are apart. So on the seams where the two pieces meet, every 4 inches, there's a nail.
Okay.
Corolla's excited.
In the field, it's 12 inches apart. Okay. I was informed today that not only does the inspector need to sign off on the schedule before you can put drywall on top of it, the deputy inspector, who's the guy you pay,
did he need redundancy?
He has to show up and sign off on it too. And
not just the first guy?
You have to pay him to
it's
do
like
it.
It's like a nuclear weapon, like you have two people to turn the key at the same time.
Yes. Jesus, goddamn Christ. Of course no one wants to build in L.A. They have deputy inspectors up the wazoo. You pay them out of your pocket. The city, you pay to get all the permits. But the city figured, you know what? You're paying us for all the permits and paying us for all the shit. That's fine. But we don't charge you to go out and inspect. That's what we do. Right. So they fucking figured out, we're not getting paid for that part of it. Okay, I'll tell you what. You pay us for all the permits and then hire deputy inspectors, who, by the way, we can get money from because they have to be permitted and licensed and everything like that. Then they'll inspect the stuff and then bring the paper back to us. And then you pay them.
But isn't that saying that they don't know what they're doing enough to sign off of it themselves?
That's just like it's another revenue stream for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys have deputy inspectors you have to deal with, Chris?
The last time, so I build your favorite thing in the world. My specialty is traffic signals.
Mm.
So I know that makes you so happy and everything, but the county that I live in, the last time I built there, I built a 24x24 two-car garage, added it on to the home that I was at. I never once bought a permit. I never called for an inspection. It just happens to be the nice, quiet you don't tell anybody you built it. You just build it, and your assessor comes out, and then he goes, oh, you built a garage. Yeah, we need to increase your property taxes a little bit. No inspection, no nothing.
Yeah, I was building the storage, and the inspector walked in and told us to shut it all down. It's just, you can't thrive. You can't do things in L.A. People don't understand that. I mean,
you've got to move your switches and your receptacles down 2 inches in that place that you were building. I heard you talking about that the other day. It's crazy.
They're fucking nuts. Look, everybody. You know, we're talking about getting political or not getting political. I will get political. We can't have more. We can't have more of everything. Mm-hmm. Like the notion of get Gavin Newsom in there and then cut him loose. Like, let him just go. Let him just go. He'll start fucking making. He's there to make rules. He's there to make regulations. And they just keep going. They can't stop. Department of Building and Safety was one thing at some point, and then it went full PETA. Hmm. It just went way past whatever it even thought it should ever be imagined to be. And it is stifling. It's stifling.
They're throwing out spike strips.
Yes, we don't have housing here that's low cost because you won't let people develop low-cost housing. That's why we don't have low-cost housing. Fucking hypocrite assholes. Now I'm getting angry. But it's like, don't blame it on the builders. You make it impossible for them to do business. It's impossible to build things in this city.
And did you see the drop-in-the-bucket solution that they have now? Mm-hmm. What they're doing? For all of the thousands and thousands and thousands of homeless people, they have 10 trailers they're putting downtown for 10 people.
You can't
so stupid.
Simultaneously, look, you can't gouge developers. Developers have a model. Their model is build cheap and sell expensive. You know, if you make it really difficult for them to build and really expensive for them to build, then they're going to build somewhere else. That's how they do it because they have a business plan. Their business plan isn't get gouged, have tons of red tape. You know how many environmental reports you have to get? You realize you want to build something here? There's a fucking oak tree on the side of a mountain that's 100 clicks up the mountain. You have to put a chain link fence around it before they let you build a slab down on the fucking foundation, down on grade. They're nuts. They're fucking nuts, and they're fucking with everybody. Everybody wants to do anything in this city's got to go beg for permission, cut checks, pass reviews. It's a fucking clusterfuck. Look, I have money, I have time, and I have guys. If you don't have what I have, it is fucking impossible. Good fucking luck to you. You cannot do it. Joel McHale tried to put a pool in his backyard. Fuck it. Never did it. He never did it. It was too much. It's too much regulation. It's like by the time you get your fucking third soils report and trickle down a ground table water report and everything, you just go, fuck it. I'm going to my neighbor's pool. That's the way it works. Mm-hmm. There is no pool in Joel McHale's house. He can't afford it. It's not worth it.
And when the pool doesn't get built, what's won? What's the victory? Like the tax doesn't increase. The workers don't. You know, the contractors.
There's
whatever.
No, there's no pool man. Yeah. You would have had a pool man. His family. You'd have the chemicals that was at Leslie's Pool Supply up the street. They would sell stuff for you. It's a whole trickle down thing. And the reason we have 50,000 people flopped out on the street is because of this has been in play for 20 years. This is the result. We're seeing the end product of nobody's doing business or building houses here.
This is the fruits of no labor.
Thank you.
Well done. Mm-hmm.
Chris, sorry. You mentioned anger.
I really don't see how you guys get anything built out there.
It's impossible.
Just not even the how and the why would you? Why would you spend the extra money?
Oh, my God.
It's so stupid. It's so nuts.
All right. Can we get... Let's just get some fucking... get some like version of, Giuliani from 1993 or something and just bring him in and go, what the fuck? Let's go. Let's get some business going. Let's fast track things. Let's get moving. Our airport's fucked up. It's all the fuck. We have a mayor and we have a governor, the mayor of Los Angeles, and they're all about good vibes. No one's about fucking doing anything. It's just about, when one of these felons is paroled, we owe them our gratitude. Like, shut up. Just start building shit, would you? back off the regulation a little. I don't think people understand how stifling regulation is. It's a killer. It's basically, look, the ultimate regulation is go to the Soviet Union or go to Cuba or something. That's ultimate. We have a lesser version of that, but it's still very impactful. It's like, you got to get around the government. If you want to start a business or build something, you must contend with this giant cloud that's over you, and it's called the government. It's called the city council. You have to deal with it. You have to figure out a way to work with it, and they're going to tell you what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. There's a warehouse that's 100 feet from here. I couldn't sell it because the groundwater underneath it, 100 feet, has higher levels of benzene or something. That's the government. I got informed today that my $9,200 parking survey is almost done.
Oh, goody.
Somebody needs a check. I can't do anything with this property if the government won't let me do it. I can't sell it because of the government. I can't rent it out because of the government. A fucking pox on all you fuckers living in apartments. They're like, we want more of this. You don't want more of this. You're never going to own anything. You're never going to be able to build anything. It's not the fucking, it's not Gavin Newsom. It's all the fucking weak-minded retards who vote for him. He's ruining this fucking state. Stop it. Stop. Go another direction. Get fucking Andrew Yang or anybody. Get anybody. Not more. This fucking thing where it's like, well, we vote Democrat, and then Gavin Newsom's a Democrat, and we're going to... He's bad at his job! Go get someone you disagree with about gay marriage and give him the fucking fix the state! Can we do that? Or is the most important thing in the world is like transgender rights? I don't care if he's going to fix the airport, get a monorail going down the middle to the Bradley Terminal. He doesn't agree with me on transgender rights. Gee, okay, good. Fuck it up. Fuck it all up. Good. Over nothing. Over marginal issues, peripheral issues.
So, Chris, you want to pull balls?
Yeah.
I got all angry now. See? Yeah.
See what you did? See what you did?
Mike's happy.
And these fucking signals. I drive through every fucking signal you can put up. You can put a signals fast enough for me to drive through. And
I'll give you a tour of one while we're there.
Oh, God.
Show, if you want to go out and look at one, we'll go out and take a peek.
Burn that place to the ground.
Do you have the red arrows there? Do they turn? Do they blink?
Yeah, we got the flashing yellow arrows.
Oh, yeah, flashing yellow. Well, we're not up to that technology. we're just little Los Angeles. We're not Indianapolis.
We'll get there.
Yeah,
well,
we don't.
I'm sure they'll tax it. You know, it'll cost. You got to get a permit to put the flashing yellow arrow up or something.
Could everyone just drive through those fucking arrows? If they don't flash, that's on them. The city has fucked something up. There's the signal is red. The arrow, if the arrow is red and you're sitting there on a Sunday, just drive through it. It's a flaw in the design. Mm-hmm. They should have always gone from green to flashing, or when it's safe, you may turn. It's a perfect example of this city. Worst traffic in the world in this.
Nobody cares.
Now nobody's thinking about it. If you brought this up, and I have brought this kind of stuff up to either the governor or the mayor, if you brought up something like that, they wouldn't know what the fuck you were talking about. Do you understand? They'd be confused.
Yep.
They'd go, the arrows are there for safety.
Yeah, I was going to say, they offer like a very base explanation. Well, those are there to alleviate traffic.
I would, if I ran the city and I drove around and I just saw the manhole covers where the stupid yellow lines were going the wrong direction, I'd go, stop, get out of the car, driver, go fucking fix that. I would make a note. What is that one? If I was sitting at that intersection where the light was red, the arrow was red and the light was green and no one was coming, I'd go, okay, circle that. We got to fix this thing. Every time I went to LAX and the ramp piled all the way up to the 105 freeway, I'd go, we got to get a guy here with an orange vest between the hours of 7 a.m. and 11 a.m. with a flashlight or whatever, just waving people around because nobody's coming down Sepulveda and people are back. That's all I would do. What is that thing where none of this?
It's very inside the box thinking.
I don't know that. Why is this not on their agenda?
Because we are the traffic, and that's all you need to know.
All right, Chris.
Yeah.
You want to pull balls?
I'd love to pull balls for you Saturday night.
Do we have late or an early, or what do we have?
It's open.
It's open. You want to do late or early?
I'm going to
be there for the late show on tomorrow night. So, yeah.
Okay. Late show. We'll see you then. Come up.
All right.
Give me the union handshake.
Yep.
I'll bring you a pair of Klein Dykes.
Ah, what would you like? Would you like some good Indiana homegrown pork chops?
Yeah.
Maybe some deer summer sausage, ooh, a little, you know, deer that I killed myself, and bring you a little snack?
Sure, we'll
Chris
eat it.
Chris will eat it.
I'll eat it, too. Thanks. Dykes are diagonal cutters.
Klein's, excuse me?
Klein's the company that makes...
I don't appreciate
dykes. Oh, Nancy, sorry, you're back?
I mean... We're having a pleasant conversation about the state of the state, and all of a sudden you bring up denigrating women who like other women.
Oh, no, these dykes are...
Hey, hey, you got to stop using that word. First of all, it's like you don't care because you're not paying the FCC fine. And second of all, you don't care about women.
Listen, Klein is... dyke is...
I don't care who she is. You got to stop calling her that.
No, no. You think she's like a Jewish lady, like Mrs. Klein, and I'm calling her a dyke?
Adam, I swear to God, if you say that again,
okay,
I'm pulling the plug on this whole interview.
All right. You know what? I'm going to get back. I'm going to get off the electrician stuff. I'm just going to get back to working on cars. I got to change a slave cylinder on my...
Oh, no, you didn't, Adam.
What?
What did you call him?
No. It's a thing.
They are your employees. They deserve respect.
No. I'm pulling the transmission on the Z car. The slave cylinder's taking a shit.
It is none of your business if one of your employees is in the men's room or not in the men's room. And by the way, they're not called trannies, Adam.
Oh, the tranny took a dump and now I got to change a slave cylinder.
You know what? Do you remember what I did for a living before I started this show?
You were a prosecutor?
That is right, Adam. Uh-huh. And I would like for you to remember that next time you go around trashing the people in the studio.
Chris, make a note that I think the Z car is running a little bit rich. I want to go ahead and retard the timing a little bit.
I'm going to have a heart attack, Adam. You don't listen to anything anyone says.
Well, you said Klein Dykes to retard the timing a little bit. And then we'll get to slave cylinder after that. And master cylinder's fine. Master cylinder's always good. Never a problem with the master cylinder.
I think I'm having a heart attack.
Hmm?
I have a heart attack.
So the master's fine. We're going to replace a slave. And then we're going to excuse the dykes and go ahead and retard the time.
I'm going to make sure, Adam, that you never spend another day in California earning a dime. You're going to be making license plates when I'm done with you. The way you talk to people, there is going to be a class action suit up the wazoo.
Wazoo.
I figured that's something she would say.
Ah, she's awesome. You're awesome. All right. Let's see. We're going to hit Pepsi and then we'll take a break and we'll do some news, right? Yeah, Pepsi, man. New year. Here we go, everyone. People make their resolutions. I like to dunk myself in a freezing swimming pool or drive across town and do comedy for free. That's good. But Pepsi wants you to know that you can usher in a new decade a little differently. Just... do what you enjoy. So do what's tough and also then take a break when you're done. Enjoy yourself a Pepsi. So watching the game on Sundays or at least back when, well, now the XFL's on, by the way. I'm starting to get into it a little bit. Or driving around in one of my race cars, like the one we just repaired. I forgot all the parts on that car. Anyway, it is Pepsi. That's what I like. So get yourself a Pepsi, chill it, and enjoy it. All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back with the news right after this.